W4DJW Mobile.
Noon KG4 BTA.
Bravo Tango Alpha, did I get that right? W4DJW, good afternoon.
Right, this is Mike, KG4 BTA, coming out of Peltzer, South Carolina. Food line, because we had to go to the coin laundry today.
Well, I haven't heard that. Did you say Peltzer?
If I'm saying it right, I thought it was called Peltzer. Peltzer? I don't know. I thought it was P-E-L-T-Z-E-R, or something like that.
Oh, I'm Peltzer. Peltzer, South Carolina. Yeah, I know where that is.
I knew I was off by a letter or two.
Well, it's a beautiful day out here. You enjoying the day?
We're not in, when we were in Piedmont, we were not in the best section there by the laundromat. But we're out of there now with clean clothes and some groceries and a dog waiting for his evening meal. And we're headed back to Ivy Acres.
That's all.
This is all. I'm sorry to hear that. He's a Jack Russell. He's a little short, chubby pudding jack, short-legged. I don't know. He's something special to me, I guess.
They had a Jack Russell. He grew old and passed away, but he was a cool dog, and he did bounce off the walls like their reputation. You had to keep your head on a swivel because he was quick all the way around the room. I got a couple of Maltese, and when I bring them out in from outside, their feet are wet. And they do zoomies all over the house. Kind of like a Jack Russell, but they only do it when we come in from outside and they got wet feet.
I love dogs, just about any kind of dog. Yeah, this one's a lot more lazier and mellow. I'm not saying that he doesn't chase squirrels and try to dig up moles, but he's not nowhere near as bouncing off the walls and everything like our long-legged Jack Russell Parsons Terrier that we had, and then we had a female that was pretty energetic, but she was a short legger too, so she wasn't quite as rambunctious.
One too. I had Yorkshire Terriers until I got these Maltese, and they were, my wife and I got a Yorkshire Terrier on our honeymoon, and we've had Terriers ever since then until last July. And we got these two Maltese because they only live about 15 years. And they are something else. you grow attached to them, and it's really difficult to leave them. Like I had to tell them back four times, I'll be back in a little bit when I left the house just a minute ago.
I'm trying to see if I'm going to, oh, nope, I didn't get on the right road there.
You're right.
No.
I'll try.
Oh, darn.
Hold that for a minute. Come back to me when you get that all worked out. I don't want to interrupt your driving. W4DJW.
A lady told me to do, I'd have been fine, but it's showing me an alternative way to go, so I guess it's going to cut me back over to 85.
I'm out a lot as well when I have a GPS in the car. This is a car I'm in now, the truck I'm in now is a 96, 30 years old. It doesn't have one of those built in it, but I know where I'm going at this point. So that's not a big issue. So you, your dogs chase moles too. I think that's what my dogs are doing that when we go for a walk around the yard, because I got tunnels coming up in the backyard and on one side yard. Brand new, first, been living there for almost 30 years and first time I've ever seen these tunnels coming up around in the yard.
For us, we don't have any real fancy landscaping at our house down there in Florida. We kind of got a couple of clumps of palmetto bushes in the back and then a mixture of grass and weeds in the front, but he doesn't go in the front too much anyway because the back's all fenced in. But he's kind of in between. He's not as rambunctious as the other two were, and we enjoy him.
Florida, do you go? You're like midway down or all the way down?
Orange Park was just south of Jacksonville. So I was in the Navy for 21 years there, all over the place, I guess. And whenever we retired, that's where we wound up. Although I would love to live up here, it'd be great.
Jacksonville, we used to go through there going down to Fort Myers where my in-laws live. And I also, back when I was working, I'm retired now, but back when I was working, that's where the team, the hardware team of people that supported my software teams of people, that's where they worked, out of Jacksonville. So we'd get together down in Jacksonville every now and then. That's a nice place. They got a repeater down there when you go through there. It's all pretty flat. And they'll say, milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. That's their claim to fame. Because it's flat. They don't have like a repeater like we do up on a mountain 3,500 feet in the air. So they have to use power to get distance.
Saying being on there, I can't remember which repeater that was or if it even still does it. But like for my house with my VHF and UHF equipment there, I can talk on the St. Augustine repeaters, even down to the Ocala ones. Of course, all over the Jacksonville ones. So there's quite a bit of repeaters. My favorite one is the Nassau County group. They're on 147-000. Those guys are like very laid back. They're not uptight about anybody using the repeater or anything. It kind of reminds me of this repeater. They do have some kind of spicy conversations on there once in a while, though.
Another thing about that one that I was using when I go through there is they had remote receivers that covered shadows. So they did receiver voting. So depending on where you were, if you were in a shadow and there was another receiver that could pick you up better, then you'd be going through that receiver instead of all the way back to the repeater itself.
They still have, and there's a couple of different groups. That one that I was just talking about, they got receivers downtown, another one all the way up close to the Georgia border, and then out west by Nassau County. So you can talk all over Nassau County and Jacksonville and all over the place on that 147-000, and then I'm trying to think of the numbers, but anyway, the W4IZ repeater also, I think, is linked to some multiple receiver sites.
Starting to do here too, before COVID hit, we had this repeater linked with the repeater. This repeater's on Caesar's Head. The other one is on Paris Mountain, the club repeaters. And we had, for a month there, before COVID, we had them linked so that you could talk on either one of them and you could hear on the other. Or two repeaters transmitting and two repeaters receiving all at the same time. It's pretty cool. But then COVID hit and we lost a bunch of members and, you know, things kind of degraded quite a bit. And we really haven't picked it back up since then.
She just won $100 on a scratch ticket she bought at Food Lion, so I guess we're having a good day.
That never hurts, especially with the price of food these days. That never hurts at all.
Yep, those repeaters, I mean, they've got like three or four different clubs down there. They got the beaches. The Orange Park has their own little club. Jacksonville has one or two. St. Augustine has some. So there's plenty of ham radio clubs around there. And there's a fair amount of activity. But like the Orange Park repeater, you know, you're lucky if somebody keys that thing up once a week.
One I was on, I know I'd go down there and stay for a few days, and I'd take a handheld with me. And the one that I used the most, it was never a problem with a handheld to hit it from downtown Jacksonville, where we get a room downtown Jacksonville and stay there for three or four days while we were working out like new hardware we were going to install and that kind of stuff. It was kind of fun to be able to know the people that live in Jacksonville other than the people that you work with.
With those Jacksonville repeaters, the one is up on the Dames Point Bridge, so it's up real high, and then I think one of ours in Orange Park is up on top of the hospital there, so it's up a pretty fair amount. So they've got them placed pretty well so that you can talk all around on those repeaters. KG4, BTA.
Will you do any HF, or are you mostly VHF and UHF? What areas of amateur radio are you into?
I linked last night on my telephone talking to the guys back on the 147 repeater. But other than that, I do quite a bit of HF. I do those, POTA hunting where you contact the POTA people in the parks. And I do some a little bit of DX. I've talked to Russia, all over Europe, and all kinds of crazy places on HF on a folded dipole I got up at the house. And then, of course, I do plenty of VHF, UHF, and so I've done a little bit of everything, the analog stuff. I haven't done very much the digital. The ICOM 9700 that I have supposedly can do a bunch of that VHF or UHF digital stuff that I haven't even touched on any of that. There's so many things to do in today's ham radio that, you know, it's just overwhelming.
Not with the digital either. The audio digital, the computer communication digital, kind of where you do it like CSK or JT65 or FT8 and FT4, those kind of things I've done quite a bit of. But the audio digital kind, that like this radio that I'm on right now is a Yaesu 400, and it'll do... I think Yaesu's is Fusion. I've never done it. I've had it for about 3 or 4 years, and I've never done it yet. Really haven't found that many people that do it, that make it worth the time to investigate. Not yet. And it's been out for a while, too, so I don't know what the deal is there. But I think there's a lot of people that are in that same boat. They have the capability. They just don't use it.
And now that I retired last December, so now I probably would like to do more if I get a chance. I just haven't done it. I've just been so busy doing everything else. As far as like cleaning up the shack and tightening up all the coax runs and all that. I mean, I got good stuff up there, but some of them are too long, and I need to cut them and put new ends on them, and I want to put a longer wire antenna up so I can try to get all the way down into the 160 meters or whatever if possible. But and then also experiment with some of the digital modes. That would be fun. But there's so many things to do and only one life to do them in.
I'm going through the shadow of Paris Mountain, between Paris Mountain and Tudor's Head. So I might get scratchy. If it gets too scratchy, we'll just wait till I get to the other side of the mountain, the other side of the shadow. But the hurricane came through exactly a year ago, a few weeks ago.
There's all kinds of trees down over here at this park. Big trees that I don't know how old. They must be hundreds of years old. They were pretty shallow on the root system, and they took a bunch of them down. There's been people out there slowly but surely still cutting on them every day since we've been here. But, that's a lot of stuff that went on from that hurricane, even all the way down this way.
KW, may have lost you.
I'm in the valley here, but now I'm coming back up the hill inside the RV park here. KG4, BTA.
So, have you ever done any RC flying?
Nothing I've never done. We had the little Cox planes with strings on them when I was a kid, but I've never done any radio control flying. I've never even flown a drone other than my brother's one time for a couple of minutes. So I worked in aviation my whole life, but I've never flown anything except for a full-size plane.
Did you get your pilot's license, or were you just flying?
And they let me get in the seat and fly. Flew a P3 one time for maybe an hour or so. Flew a couple of light aircraft when I was young. step-grandfather and them had a plane. And but other than that, just the P3 the one time, and never did any RC flying though.
Okay, well, back when I was younger, I was full scale solo and was racking up hours, and then I got sent overseas. So when I came back, I never picked it up to finish it. But that was a lot of fun until I had to rack up hours. I'm used to doing whatever I want to do when I'm flying RC. With a full-scale plane, unless you've got an acrobatic plane, you got to kind of just, like, sit there and go along for the ride. It got boring really, really quick. I'm sure it would pick up if I would have continued it and got into more acrobatic airplanes, but getting shipped overseas kind of broke the rhythm, and I never again.
Those things, I never got into it because I never got a chance with any other hobbies I have and stuff, but it's not because I don't have interest in airplanes. I worked in naval aviation pretty much for 42 years as a mechanic and quality person and all that. Well, listen, we're up here at the RV with the bags of ice and all the groceries, so I guess we're going to go and load all that stuff into the camper and the coolers, and we'll catch you out here again. This is Mike, KG4, BTA. You have a great afternoon. 73.
All right, Mike. The handle here. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Maybe I'll talk to you again. KG4 BTA, W4 DJW Mobile.